Hello and welcome to Politically Enraged, a podcast made for the lefties amongst us. Politically Enraged is a podcast about politics, both British and further afield, and a place to talk about society and how it needs to be improved for everyone. You can find us on Twitter at Political Rages, Instagram at Politically Enraged. You can sponsor the show on Ko-fi, or you can follow my personal socials. I'm Davey Moo, across all social media, and I'm here to talk to real people about real problems and work out how we move forward. Enjoy. Hello everyone, welcome to Politically Enraged, normally called the Lefties Refuge, but let's be honest with each other right now, there is no refuge if you are in the UK or conscious, because every fucking where you look, it is the same thing, and I'm afraid everyone I'm about to add to your collective trauma by giving you my opinion about the absolute nonsense fuckery that is the UK at the current moment. To preface this, I am 34 years old. I'm actually 35 soon, and if you want to buy me any presents, then let me know, because I really need them to cheer myself up. But I have spent my entire life, the only way to say it is passively ruled over by Queen Elizabeth. She's just been there my entire life. It's faded into the background radiation of the milieu of my life that I have been ruled over by a monarch, and I haven't really thought about it, because she hasn't really existed in my periphery. I'm a fairly poor, working class, northern man. So the amount of times a day, a week, a month the Queen comes into anything to do with my life is approaching zero. She'll pop along onto the news sometimes, or she'll be on the TV, or when I pay for something, there's her little face looking at me, or when I get a letter, there she is. But, you know, it's not really something that occurs to me consciously that I have a monarch. And that's probably been for the best, because it took a long time for me to start questioning that. As I became more and more invested in politics, naturally the monarchy came into it too, because as much as we pretend that the monarchy is ceremonial, we had agreements forged a long time ago that the monarchy wouldn't interfere in democracy, we now know that this is a lie. For example, it's only in the recent few years that we know that Queen Elizabeth herself directly intervened in democracy to make sure that she could be excluded from something that would mean that her private wealth would not be displayed publicly for people to see. It's also a standard fact that our government has to go to the Queen to say, can we form a government? Can we do this? Can we do that? And that in itself is, in essence, interfering. That is interfering. So I don't really get how people have swung that this is in any way a democratic situation. However, it's been the situation I've existed under, and I haven't honestly given it too much thought. Then all of this happened. I'm not going to lie to you all. I don't really like King Charles. Why don't I like King Charles? Because I grew up when he was in the news all the time, because he was a philandering, cheating tosspiece who decided to cheat on Princess Diana, who I didn't really know much about. I was 10 when she died. But I know that he's a bit of an arsehole, and I know that he's interested in preserving nature, which is great, but, you know, any sane human being should want to preserve nature, because we literally live in it. I know salacious details about his sex life with Camilla, which I would literally rather claw out of my own brain, and yet it's been instilled into me because these people have existed, as I said, in the periphery of my entire life. I've heard news stories about them, I've seen them on the TV, but everything I've learned against them, to quote a meme that I really like, has been learned against my will. And suddenly I find myself thinking about it, because it's gone from this kind of passive situation where, you know, I've been ruled over by this woman who's just been in the background, and that's been the status quo, and I haven't really questioned it, and now suddenly I'm being told, call this person king, give him your fealty, you are his subject. And honestly, it is like battery acid in the back of my throat. I'm sure that you'll have figured out already that I'm anti-monarchy, but I'm not like heavily anti-monarchy. It's just that I don't like the idea that people are, air quotes, born better than me. I don't like that people are born richer or born with more power just because of who they came out of or who their family are or where they live or how much wealth they have. I think that's bullshit. It is, however, an established fact that that's the way that the world works, and I find it a bit disgusting, but it's the way things are, and I don't think it's going to change anytime soon, but I think that it should at least be up for discussion to be changed, because I don't think it's a healthy or appropriate system. Ultimately, looking at the monarchy, I have to ask what benefit they do bring to the UK. I don't really know. Is there good examples of what they do? It's been widely disproven over and over and over again that they bring in enough money to justify their existence. It's apparently not the case that they bring in more money than we spend on them. And once that was disproven, those figures stopped being published so that people couldn't keep bringing that argument out, which, again, interfering in democracy. But overall, it's just a very bizarre situation to find yourselves in, that this person who you've just sort of unconsciously gone, yes, she's the monarch, whatever, and moved on with your life is gone. And now you're suddenly being told to give that same level of automatic respect and adulation to someone else. I don't want to. I barely respected the Queen, even though I know that she'd done some things that ostensibly was quite good for a Queen to do. Supposedly she was progressive, blah, blah, blah. All of these things don't really matter. What people don't seem to understand, and especially people like the Tory government and people that are in charge of the media, is that the Queen is, as I said, again, I can't reiterate this enough, completely peripheral to me in my life. She doesn't touch on my life. She's not involved in my life. She's nothing to do with my life. She's just a person who has a lot of money and a crown. And I'll give it to her, you know, she had the crown, but what did that mean to me? What does that, as a working class man, what does it mean to me that she has a crown? It means that she has a lot of money. It means that she has a lot of influence and power. And again, what does that mean to me? It doesn't touch on my daily life. The royals are people whose lives are so far away and so unmixed with mine that it just feels like we're talking about an alien race. I don't think that they could relate to my situation. Look at COVID, you know, stay at home, stay safe. I'm sure that is really easy to do when your house is absolutely fucking enormous. I'm sure it's easy to do when you have servants who have to self-isolate so they can continue to do the things that they do for you because you've been bathed in that kind of privilege your entire life. People like me can't relate on a real level to the royals or even super rich people because I don't live that life. So it can't come as a surprise to people that I don't care. But the problem is that there's a level of weird indoctrination that comes with being British. We have a press that is bent towards extolling the virtues of a right-wing government who has done nothing but harm to us for the last nearly 13 years now. And when it comes to the broader section of that, looking at the royals, they don't do anything for me. I'm not insulting people that are monarchists. I'm not insulting the royals even. I'm just saying they have nothing to do with my life. If you want to think the Queen is cool and worship her and be interested in her and be sad that she's died and all of that, then that's absolutely fine. I have no problem with that whatsoever. You do you. What I find absolutely bizarre is this enforced grieving. Shops are being shut. Services are being refused. Do you know what I even saw today? Do you know what I saw today? A bicycle rack had been shut down for national mourning. And apparently, if you'd attached your bicycle to it, it could have been towed away. So you will hire someone to enforce not using a bike rack because of the death of a monarch. What the fuckery? Additionally, just every news channel, every radio channel, everywhere, we are just bombarded over and over and over and over and over and over and over again by the idea that we should be sad. You should be sad. This person that you didn't know is dead. And I understand on a human level that it's very sad that someone has died and that there's a family that's grieving out of there. But I didn't expect anyone to do that because my mum died. She died just before the height of the COVID lockdowns. I didn't expect that of anyone because that's not normal. I don't expect the world to stop, and nor should they, because it's their own grief. It's their own family grief and they should deal with that. But we have other problems. We have real problems going on in the UK right now. We have an emerging cost of living crisis that means that people in this country are going to struggle. Some people are going to die because of the cost of living crisis. They won't be able to afford their bills. They won't be able to afford food. As an incident, I went to Tesco the other day so that I could buy some new washing powder. I'm really restricted on what I can use because I'm allergic to literally everything. So imagine my surprise when I picked up the box and it was empty. And I was like, the hell? So I turned to the guy and was like, excuse me, where's the stuff? And he was like, oh, we have to keep it behind the counter now, you know, because it's a bit expensive. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, God forbid that people have clean clothes during a cost of living crisis, guys. Honestly. I was walking home after the gym last night and I saw a couple very clearly addicted to some serious substances. I'm not being a dick, but it was pretty transparent that they were walking out of a Tesco's with a bottle of wine that they'd clearly not paid for. The staff were harassing them. And I was like, part of me was like, God, it must be awful to do that job and have to chase people down when they do stuff like this. But the other part of me was like, that company ain't going to promote you or take care of you because you've stopped those down and out people from taking a bottle of wine. You know, I've started to untangle these thoughts and I don't quite know where my mind is because there's a gut reaction of like stealing is wrong. But if you're stealing from a corporation that's making big bank during a cost of living crisis where they keep increasing the price of things so that we can't afford them, I can't say that my heart breaks for that corporation for losing out on a £9.75 bottle of wine. when it comes to that and the state, it's where I just get so confused. We have these people that are in charge, these incredibly powerful and influential people, and they don't live our lives. And it's this point that I come back to constantly. I've spoken to other people. For example, I know a couple of people who come from Vietnam, and they find it absolutely bizarre that we have people in power that have never touched on the positions that they're in charge of. Therese Coffey, the sentient cigarette end, is the new health secretary. What is that? Honestly, you would be better taking a benign tumour and putting it in that chair, because it would probably do the same level of work as this health secretary and the preceding four. They have all been absolute garbage. But then you put people in who have worked in that industry. For example, Jonathan Gullis, somehow, used to be a teacher. How Jonathan Gullis used to be a teacher, I don't know, because I assume if anyone in his classroom acted up, he probably just caned them to death. But somehow we've managed to make a complete fuckery of putting someone in that did do the job that won't be able to actually do anything because they don't understand how the world works from the other side. The big overarching problem that I think that not just the UK but the whole world has, but that we like specialise in, is that we have people in charge of all aspects of our lives. We have monarchy, where they're unfathomably wealthy and completely disconnected from human beings. They don't live our lives. They don't know what it's like to live on a shoestring budget, to not be able to afford a mortgage. Oh, they have all the problems that they have. Obviously, everyone's always interfering in their private lives, etc., etc. I'm pretty sure I could cope if I could fly away to an island because someone had taken photos of me doing something inappropriate. I'm just saying. Then we have a government stuffed to the rafters with people who are now officially, because they gave themselves a pay raise last year or early this year, they are officially in the top 5% of earners. So sure, they'll be paying a bit more tax. I guarantee you they'll be doing things that mean that they aren't paying the full whack somehow. I just spider sense know it. Not only that, but they don't even work in the industries that they are ministers of. They never have, some of them. And that's ridiculous. You can't possibly step into the control, the overarching governmental control of an industry when you have never worked in that industry and don't know how it works. It's bizarre. It's like hiring a street sweeper to do a surgeon's job. And it's not because of a skill level, because there are intelligent street sweepers. There are street sweepers that have great motor skills. It's because they've never worked in that fucking industry. And if you don't have an understanding of it, you probably shouldn't work in it. Collectively, it feels like the last 8 or 9 years, the UK has gone insane. When I was growing up, this country made a semblance of sense to me, even with the bankers' crisis and things like that, even with the war in Iraq and things like that. Things kind of made sense. I was like, okay, well, I get the broad thread of why people are like this and how people got like this. I understood it. Now, I just feel like I've woken up in another world. People will talk about how democracy won because of Brexit, but not everybody who was of voting age voted. And now people that were too young to vote, who were directly affected by the exit of the EU, are old enough to vote and aren't allowed a say. And a lot of people that did vote and voted to leave have died. So they haven't even got to see this fucking great will of the people come to fruition. What was the point? And then, of course, as I said to someone today, people like Femi or me or someone else will talk about Brexit and the negative influences of it. And we get told, shut up, democracy won, we won and you lost. Did you people know that democracy is not losing and then shutting the fuck up, Deborah? Democracy is the ability to be able to still speak about it when you lost, because that's what free speech is. And speaking of free speech, not one, but two so far, people have been arrested for holding anti-monarchy sentiments and daring to voice them in public. Someone in Glasgow was arrested for holding an anti-monarchy sign, and someone said, I think it was who named him king, at a filming or something of the proclamation, and he was arrested and then de-arrested and told that he would be interviewed and possibly charged. With what? And under what machinations is this possible? The Police Crime Courts and Sentencing Bill that people like me have been speaking out against since Priti Patel decided to shit it out in the Houses of Parliament the first time. At every level in this country right now, you are beset by madness. Free speech, but don't say that stuff that I don't like. Why aren't you more upset about this stranger dying? I just feel like I live in a country that I don't understand. And I used to understand some sentiments about why people were so emotionally attached to Britain. But Britain's done nothing but let me down since I was a kid. One of the things that makes me laugh is that right-wingers will often say, I got here on my own graft, I worked hard, I got to where I am in spite of the UK. I remember the financial crash in 2010. I got made redundant from both of my jobs in the space of 2 weeks. I lost all my money, I had to move home, and I had to restart my entire life. Then I got into a shit relationship with an absolute toss piece, and I spent years saving up with the idea of buying a house, and I was so desperate to get away from his deranged, cheaty, sexually assaulted ass that I left, was it 15 grand behind? So I restarted again. I got to where I am in spite of the crazy systems of the UK where you don't get protections for saving money, you don't get protections for shit things that happen at work or shit things that happen at home. I did that myself. We get told that we're supposed to just work through the system that we're in, and no one ever wants to unpick it and question it and make it better. That's the problem with conservatives. They're not interested in conserving things like nature. Look at Liz Truss and her wailing about any kind of green energy. They want to conserve the status quo, the bad status quo. The whole point of existence, the whole point of living is that we progress, we move on, we do things better, we do things in a more helpful way, in a way that makes more sense. But we can't because we are subsumed by a government that's absolutely desperate to keep us in spot, even though this spot is sinking. Look at the state of everything. Like I said, I remember the 2007, 2008 financial crash. I can't remember how much money it was that we gave banks. Was it 137 billion of loans so that they could get themselves out of the mess that they'd gotten themselves in because we deregulated the way that they worked? And here we are again, a completely different crisis. It's like we don't learn, but it's not that we don't learn. It's that our government does not have its eye on the ball. It does not have the interests of people at heart. And then as a substrate to that, we have a monarchy in place that's completely fundamentally undemocratic. And maybe this, maybe the death of the Queen, who has just quietly existed all of our lives and just occasionally shown her face, maybe this will make people go, but I didn't sign up for this. I was born under it, yeah, but I didn't want this and I don't want it now. I don't know whether it would be a good thing for the UK to come away from the monarchy or not. I just know that isn't it right to question these things? Isn't it our democratic right to question whether we want to be under a monarchy? Isn't it fair to look at whether devolving all of this money that goes into the upkeep of the royals might go some way, even a little way, towards easing the cost of living crisis? Everything that we work under right now is absolutely insane, and I cannot believe that we just maintain this same broken system. That's all that we do. And if we don't maintain it, then we break it in even worse ways. Look at the police crime courts and sentencing bill and the damage it's already caused. Look at the fact that Chris Cabba's shooting, I assume at some point they're going to invoke that bill as one of the reasons that he was murdered. And look at the fact that they are justifying the arrest of people who were expressing an opinion that does not fit with supposed public sentiment because of that bill. Look at the fact that our elections are being interfered with. The government purposely lobbied so that they could take on the powers of the electoral office. They've made it so that it's more difficult to vote because you have to subscribe to ID. None of these things are democratic. None of these things are to the benefit of working class people. And we are the majority. One of the weirdest things that I've talked about it so many times, I was raised by a lot of people who were very, what they thought were patriotic. I realise now it was very nationalist. And they talk about how proud we should be of this country and ourselves as people because we don't take no shit. But all I've seen in the last 8 or 9 years is us take shit. We accept the lies of Nigel Farage platformed uncritically on TV. We accept the lies of the BBC creating ridiculous transphobic articles and then quietly editing out the bad parts as they're found so that they don't get in trouble. We can't report them to Ofcom because Ofcom are on their side. We can't talk about the royals critically. We can't even try and get the government held to account when they literally break the law with its PPE contracts or holding parties when we're all trying to bury our loved ones in peace and make sure that other people don't die of the nasty communicable disease that's going around. Everywhere. We are beset like wild dogs with this unfair system that does not work for us. And every day we maintain it because we don't tear it apart. But we also don't tear it apart because will that lead to something worse? Right now, with the cost of living crisis and everything else looming, I don't know what the answer is. because where we're at is a deeply unhappy place. But what I do know is that this is an unworkable system and that we do have to unpick it at some point, because the way that it's working, the way that we are, the way that things are, is wrong. We have to do something about our status quo because it's wrong. I'm sure I've made it perfectly clear that I'm anti-royal. I understand the sentiments of people who are affected negatively by all of the colonialist shite that the kingdom did. And I think that people should be allowed to express those sentiments. I did say earlier on today in a video, I don't think that you're going to change anyone's mind. I don't think that you're going to do anything revolutionary. I certainly think that you're going to cop a lot of shit for it, but if you're okay with that, then fine. But you aren't going to change people's mind because people have been indoctrinated from birth and people frankly don't want to hear it. They've made their excuses for things that the Crown and the government and Britain and its colonialist past have done. And that's gross. Maybe one day we will grow to the age where we want to confront it. I don't think that I will see that, but I would like to think that we would. But the frightening thing is that in the UK at the moment, you can't express your genuine sentiment without literal fear of arrest. And considering earlier this year, there was footage of people in the centre of Moscow being arrested for holding up blank signs, holding up signs saying two words, and bravely holding up signs saying we are against the war and things like that. It's kind of ironic that that exact sentiment, the dangerous authoritarian shit that we were talking about under the Police Crime Courts and Sentencing Bill, has come. And the thing that bolsters it is the monarchy, which is the fundamentalist part of why this is not a democratic nation. We've got to get rid of FPTP. We have to move forward by electing a government that's actually going to look out for the interests of the people. And then we need to look seriously about how we maintain the system that we're in and whether we want to, because to me, the system doesn't work. What's your thoughts? Thanks as always for joining us here on Politically Enraged, the Lefties Refuge. If you do want to follow me on social media so we can chat about the episodes and future upcoming information, you can follow me on Twitter, either at Political Rages or Davy Moo. You can follow me on Instagram at Politically Enraged or Davy Moo, and you can follow me on TikTok at Davy Moo. If you do want to sponsor the show on Ko-fi, you can just search Politically Enraged on Ko-fi. Join me again soon for another episode of Politically Enraged, and remember, get politically engaged and stay politically enraged.